I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We are Castles and Cryptids, where the castles are haunted and the cryptids are cryptic as fuck.
We're a couple of Canadian chicks who are fascinated by freaky shit, so join us as we fall down numerous rabbit holes.
Numerous, so very many rabbit holes. Fortune telling.
Yeah.
And this is episode 68. What
yeah,
lurks
is.
In the woods?
We're doing some axe crimes, axe murders, people hacked up.
Yeah. But yeah, we are doing high kill counts.
Yeah, the most killerist serial killers around.
Ah, the killiest of the killy. We are doing abandoned places. We talk true crime, cryptids, haunted AF stuff, and much, much more.
There are definitely some movie tangents in there, too, because we love our horror movie chat.
Yes, we do. So feel free to follow us on social media at Castles and Cryptids, and don't forget to keep it cryptic, eh?
Yeah.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Thank you for tuning in to The Frequency of the Past. Today's episode, to stay in line with the spooky season, we have Spine Chillers. If you enjoy this episode, please let me know. You can look in the descriptions to find ways to reach out. And if you enjoy this podcast, please consider following, reviewing, and rating. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Now tonight we begin a new series of classic thrillers here on Radio 4 called Chillers. Our first story comes from the frozen wastes of the Antarctic. Be prepared to be frightened.
Who Goes There? By John W. Campbell.
Okay, we'll get your supper soon enough. Come on, let's get you inside. Hey, Branny, pulled well. That's a boy. That's a boy.
Con Hunt! Hey, Connie! The boss wants us all in the mess.
When? I have to feed the dog.
Soonest! Feed him later. He says now.
Oh, hear that, boys? He says now.
Yeah, all right, gentlemen, settle down, thank you.
You should tell the Huskies, Chief. They've been going on bloody non-stop.
Yeah. I don't know why. They're the only ones here who don't have to eat your cooking, can I?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with my cooking.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Oh,
sorry, Commander. Just trying to settle the dogs.
Yes, you can't blame them. I think we all feel unsettled.
Yeah, ever since that thing arrived. Yeah,
that's what we have to talk about. And let's not get hysterical about this.
We found a man from Mars, and we're not supposed to get hysterical.
It's not that simple. Let's remember, we're an Antarctic survey. We're scientists.
So what now, Chief?
Yeah, do we actually get a chance to look at this? What's the story?
I'll leave that to MacReady. He knows more about this thing than any of the rest of us, Mac.
Thank you, sir.
So, come on, Mac. You've been playing this one close to your chest. It's time to lay down the cards.
Very well, gentlemen. Would you care to join me in number 7 cold store?
He said it was ugly. They didn't say the half of it.
Come on, Scouts. I bet you wouldn't look so good to it.
Just as long as it never gets a chance to try, Doc.
Can I smell something?
You shouldn't. It's frozen solid.
Me too. Getting colder every day. A week and we'll be snowed in.
Yeah, okay. Mac?
Right. Well, I think you all know the background. Magnetic anomaly appearing within 50 miles of the pole. Speculation, a meteor of some kind, probably landed a million and a quarter years ago. We decided to take a look, keeping it pretty much under wraps.
And I don't have to remind any of you, we're all government employees and subject to the Official Secrets Act.
Wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that the Antarctic is an open continent, that we're meant to share and share alike.
Yeah, Mike Kenner, just a bit. Of course, the small fact that the Army managed to destroy what we found while trying to get it out of the ice might just have something to do with it too.
So it's not a rumour. There was a ship.
There was a ship. Sunk pretty deep in tertiary ice. We were able to access a fin of some kind.
But you couldn't analyse it. I mean, didn't anyone there figure that? What did you use?
Thermite rapid heat. Navy uses it for freeing icebound ships.
Army uses it for destroying them.
London wanted them to move fast before anyone else got in on the act.
And now they never will, right, Commander?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
A 1 million-year-old spacecraft. Lost.
But we got the driver.
Yeah. I don't know how much we want him.
It, Kinner.
Where did you find it, Mac?
200 metres south of the craft. My best guess is that it got out for some reason. Maybe it was injured, maybe confused. Sure as hell didn't realise just how cold it can get up there.
It froze.
Solid.
That's some ice cream. I mean, can you make it out? What it actually... Oh, God, it just makes me feel like I'm falling into a nest of spiders.
Natural protective reaction. Don't know what it is. Fear it. Destroy it.
I'd go for that. I'm sure I can see three eyes in there and they're looking out at me.
But why don't you go make supper?
Maybe it's hungry, Kinner. You could cook up one of your casseroles for it. Though come to think of it, it looks like one of your casseroles.
Given that the ship was 1 million years old, then... You realise this thing is also... No. I just can't conceive of that.
We're scientists. We can conceive of anything. It's our job to dream, Doc. And make those dreams concrete.
I'll settle for thick ice.
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
What?
Well, Blair wants to examine it. Thaw it out, take samples.
You're out of your tiny mind, Blair.
And you're the cook, Kinner, not a scientist. Oh. The rest of us are. Look, we have an isolation lab. We have remote tools. Anything else we might need? And anyway, it's just dead meat. You should be able to work that out.
Hold on, Blair. How do we know this isn't in some kind of suspended animation?
Because exactly. It isn't possible.
Oh, look, there are microscopic forms out here that freeze over winter and animate in spring.
Yeah, right. Mosses and lichens. Nothing this complex could survive. That I'm sure. Mm.
Viruses, germs.
You're a doctor. You know that non-terrestrial microorganisms can't cross over. Yeah. No shared genetic inheritance, no danger. For once, the phrase, not of this earth, is positive.
But it's
we're not stuck in an old horror movie here.
And we are stuck in the modern world, where budgets are tight.
Yeah, budgets are so tight, we're getting strangled. Yeah.
Our funding is running out. We're just this tiny little cog in a big research wheel. 6 men and a dozen huskies, 1 snowcat, 1 ski plane.
We monitor a hell of a lot of data, though.
Yeah, the trouble is we're not quite big enough to be sexy or small enough to slip by. I haven't said this before, but after next year, nothing. Instruments alone.
It's about money, isn't it? The whole bloody lot of it. This ship, this thing. I mean, if we get there first, we win the big prize.
Think of it. Oh. We'd never be without backers again. Anything we wanted on a plate. But we'd be made for life. We have to do it.
Be one hell of an opportunity.
Unique, you could truly say.
But if we kept it frozen over winter, took it back in the spring.
Oh, they'd take it away from us, yes, that's for sure.
Exactly. You're for it, Mac.
I'm a meteorologist, Kenner. I don't really have an opinion on the science, but I do like working down here. The Antarctic, it gets in your blood, and I want to come back next year, year after, for the rest of my life. I guess you could say I'm always for men over machines.
Mm. Connie?
I think Mac's right. They take it away from us, so we should work on it while we can.
Doc?
It's a hell of a question. We shouldn't have to ask it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of questions we shouldn't have to ask.
All right. I suppose, yes.
You know, nuts, just don't ask me to deep fry it.
Might be an improvement. Okay, Blair, you've got it. What now?
We let it thaw out naturally. No more thermite.
Still, when you look at it, even through the ice, it's a horror.
Well, after you've fed your dogs, Connie, you can have the pleasure of keeping an eye on our visitor.
It looks a million.
What?
You damned animal!
What the hell? Carter, what happened?
Blair's animal, you stupid, stupid!
Down, man. Okay, calm it down, everyone. Connie?
It's gone. I mean, it went.
It moved?
I sure as hell didn't move it.
You went to sleep?
I don't know. I went to sleep.
You were supposed to watch it.
No, I was supposed to be here, but no way was I watching it. I mean, that ice got really clear, like glass, and I kept thinking it was alive in there.
Well, calm down. Just tell
us. I went to sleep. I mean, there were dreams. Yes, it was like I couldn't get away, like it was inside me, but sort of different, sort of. I can't explain. I mean, that I was trying to wake up, and then I did. It wasn't there. Right, the ice down, was calm. Melting. Broken and...
No, we have to find it.
Not me, pal. You find it. I've had all I want of it.
Can't a man sleep in this?
Sorry, Doc. Blair's pet just went AWOL.
We lost it.
You bet.
No. No, come on, guys. This is a joke, right? No joke.
Don't you see? We have to find it. It could be confused. Lost.
It could be a lot of things, Blair, but one thing it shouldn't be is alive, yes?
Okay. I was wrong. Insufficient data. But this is different. This is... Think of... What it must know, how much it could tell us. Look, this makes everything else like nothing. We have to... But oh, my God! They could tear it to pieces!
You such a creature, Blair. What about my dog?
Take your arms! No, no! It must be harmed! Whatever happens, we have to preserve it!
What's going on?
Do
you want to tell me what it is, then?
Gary, you have to stop it.
Don't shoot. We have to communicate. It could tell us...
My pleasure, Connie.
Will somebody tell me just what the hell that thing is?
Dead, I hope. Conan, get those dogs back in. Yeah.
Get out of the way! Now!
Holy God. Nope. Just McCready with a blowtorch. Thanks, Mac.
Somebody got an extinguisher.
I'll get one.
Okay, Blair. You can cut it up now. I don't think it'll be telling us anything.
Can somebody help me with the dogs? Doc?
Yeah. I'm coming. First, anybody hurt? Commander?
No, it's just a scratch. Mother surprise.
Aye. It was one hell of a surprise, all right.
Coffee coming up. Anyone for coffee? Mr. Thing, coffee for you.
Guess it really is dead.
Coffee.
Oh, thanks, yes. I think we could all use some.
You sure it's dead now?
I put a few million votes through it after Mac had finished.
Sure is. So, I mean, what's that about? I mean, look at it. Did it eat one of your dogs or what, Connie?
Oh, don't ask me. The damn thing killed three of them and the rest aren't going to be pulling any sleds for a while.
I'm sorry.
So, what is it, Chief? Do we know any more?
Blair?
Well, I have a feeling that what we saw first...
The thing in the ice?
Yes. I'm not even sure if that was its original form.
Whoa. Come again?
Well, look. Look here. This dog leg...
Must have ripped it off.
I don't recall.
No, you're right, Doc. You don't.
Will somebody tell me what the hell they're on about?
Sorry, Kinner. What I'm saying is that the creature did tear a bit out of one of the dogs.
Yeah, dog.
And right. Ingested it and... Don't ask me how. Analysed it and started growing a dog leg.
That is nuts. Isn't it?
Looks like a dog's leg. Even feels like one. The fur seems real. Touch it and see.
No way.
But it isn't. It is something else.
What?
I don't know. Some kind of protoplasmic intelligence, a sort of super chameleon. Changes shape as well as colour. It absorbs organic tissue and breaks it down, moulds it.
Intelligently?
I don't know. Maybe it takes on the intelligence of its new form. Maybe not. Maybe it would have been a... very smart dog if it had found the time to complete the change.
How would we have known?
What, that it was a dog?
Mm.
Well, we wouldn't. Until and unless it attacked one of us, or maybe changed again.
What was it planning to do? What does it want?
Well, survive, I should think. It's an almost perfect survival system. Takes on the shape of anything it wants. Grows, spreads...
That's it.
That is it, Kinner, for all life anywhere. Survive. The rest, all of art and science, is jam on the bread.
But
don't you see how elegant it is? It's perfection. All of you, it goes on.
No, it flies.
Well, this one did.
What do you mean, Blair? There was only one. I dug it out of the ice.
Mac, you saw it with the dogs. They were tearing it apart. Did you fry every shred of flesh? Boil every drop of blood? Did we check every dog to make sure it's a real dog? How about every one of us? Did you check we're real? What about Conan? A Doc, a Kinner?
A Kinner's real. No one else could make coffee this bad.
If it was one of us, what would the point be?
Just grow, to survive, to spread. First here, then the rest of the world.
You would have got to be kidding.
Survival of the fittest.
If it was me?
Oh, it could fly out, just like you can. Only it won't. Because I destroyed all the flight systems. Nobody and nothing flies out of here. Just like nobody is calling home. I screwed the comms. Look, I'm sorry, fellas. But it had to be done. We opened Pandora's box and something came out. Hey, and that means none of us, not one of us, can ever... Well, don't you see? There's only one way to stop this thing. We're all dead. One way or the other! Oh,
Doc?
It's only a sedative. He'll be all right when he wakes up.
Someone had better check the comms of the ski plane. Conan?
I'm on it.
I'll take a look at the plane.
What do you think, Mac?
I think that if I do find anything untouched, I'll smash it.
What?
Look, Blair might be crazy, but he was right about one thing. Nobody leaves. Nobody communicates. Not until we know this creature's dead.
And if we can't kill it?
Doc?
How's Blair?
Well, we put him in the engine room. Gave him enough food and water, nailed the door shut, and then backed the snowcat against it. He's not getting out. Not that he wants to. Seems to think we're all infected.
He's insane, but not stupid.
You think some of us are?
Conan was alone with the dogs after I sewed them up.
Yeah, he's been keeping to himself.
Not surprising, given the way the rest of us are looking at him.
Not surprising if he's not feeling himself today. And how about you, Doc? You spent time with the dogs, too.
Maybe we should apply the foot and mouth answer. Everyone dies infected or not.
How could we trust the last man to turn the gun on himself?
We could always let Blair out to do the job.
Right, if he's still human.
Damn it, hell, Mac. This is crazy.
There has to be a test. Some way we can... Hold on, dog. This thing's able to become like a dog, a human being, a perfect imitation. Except it...
Hmm?
Well, maybe it still has to be itself. Well, otherwise it would just be a dog and there's no point to that.
Hmm.
It has to retain its essential characteristics at the same time as using...
The mind or emotions that it's created as a survival tool.
Yeah.
Good, Mac. Very good.
Could you guys just stop looking at me like that?
No, I don't think so.
This is... I'm not a creature.
Hey, you were with the dogs, Connie. We have to be sure.
I'm sure. I mean, if I was... Kinner, will you shut up that noise?
And not just about you.
No, MacReady, you can't. They're innocent. It's not their fault. You can't. No. No.
Only one way to be sure.
Don't burn me!
No, that's the only way.
No!
Don't
get close!
Look at him, Conant. Is that how you want to end up? Is something polluted? Alien?
Well, I'm not going to thank you all for being here. We'd all rather be elsewhere.
Particularly the creatures.
What do you mean, Doc?
It means that right now, there's nothing living for 300 miles in any direction apart from us. Weather's closing in. As soon as it clears, we'll send a team to see why we've been off the air. I reckon we've 2 weeks, maybe three, before someone else gets here and something else welcomes them.
They'll have a bloody plane.
The damn thing will fly out and then...
The world.
Maybe they'd make a better job of it. Sorry, that wasn't funny. I didn't...
How the hell do we know who's who?
Like this. Connie, get a petri dish.
All right.
I figured it just a while ago. It's about blood. It's always about blood.
Go on, Mac.
Well, life is selfish. It wants to survive, right, Doc?
Unless Darwin was wrong.
Yeah, and this thing, Blair said every bit of it was aware, self-sufficient, an animal in itself, reflecting the nature of itself.
Like when it became a dog, it acted like a dog.
And when it became a man, it acted like a man. And when it became that man's blood...
This do, Mac.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Now, cut your palm. Bleed into the dish. But we know it fears fire. When I heat this needle and put it in your blood...
Look, I know.
Right.
See? I told you. 24 hours and I'm okay. Thank God.
Right. Doc, you're next.
Sure. I know I'm okay.
We'll see. Connie, bring me another dish.
Right.
God's sake, come on.
There you are. Now you know.
Yeah, now we know, Doc. Will you take a sample from Kenna?
It'll be high in cholesterol, I can tell you that.
Hey, you complain, you but you...
Mac, burn it! I'm burning, help me! Help me!
He shot Norris. He wasn't... Kinner attacked him and...
drew blood. Doc was a dead man from the moment the fluids mixed, like any of the rest of us.
Hey, Mac, I'm okay. It was a scratch, it was only a scratch. It probably wasn't even kidding, it was just...
And then there were two.
No, three.
What?
Blair.
Oh, he's still out there, locked in the tractor shed. Is he, do you think?
I don't know, but we sure as hell better find out.
We better get out of here. This place is going to burn.
That's fine with me. Just as long as it burns every shred of this thing to ashes.
What about us?
We can talk about us after we've seen Blair. Get suited up. It's cold out there.
Hang on to the rope! Don't get separated!
No way, Mac! Can you look?
Can't see a meter in front. Snow's too heavy.
Look for the snow cat. Made to be visible.
Think I found it, Connie. Yeah. Get in. Get in.
So what now? Is it a lot of time alone in there?
If he is one of those things.
Yeah, he could have changed into anything. Maybe back into whatever it was flew that saucer here.
What if he has made something?
We unmake it. Connie, you sit tight. I'll go in. If there's any suspicion that he... any suspicion at all, I'll fire up the torch and you drive the whole damn front wall down with the snowcat. Then throw in these cans and back off fast.
What's in them?
Aviation fuel. The plane won't be needing it. There's enough here to deep fry a blue whale. Or to take care of one thing.
Okay. Just be very careful, Mac. If I'm going to freeze to death, I'd like to do it in good company.
But nobody's freezing. Okay? Nobody human is dying out here. Right, let's go. You all right?
You mean, have I changed?
I mean, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. What's all that noise just now? The explosions? You have a fire at the base?
You could say we did, yeah.
No one hurt?
No one. Been keeping yourself busy?
Of course. I've been working out its probable rate of growth, Mac. When they get back to people, start multiplying. You remember that old science joke about how many times you need to fold a piece of paper until it was thick enough to get you to the moon?
Yeah, I remember that.
Once you start doubling and doubling, doesn't take many.
So you're saying?
Is that a year? The whole... You want to know if I'm still a human, don't you, Matt?
I guess I do, Blair.
If I am...
There's only Conant and me left. The base is gone.
Yeah,
ashes.
So. Once my power line went off. It's cold in here, Matt.
We have to fire up the snowcat. Try and make the coast. We won't survive outside once the flames die down. We'll freeze. We'll die.
That thing didn't die. Not after a million years in the ice.
Well, that's why we have to know, Blair. We can't take the chance.
Mac, I am human.
Yeah, that's what Kenner said. I'm Commander Gary.
I know I am.
Then unbar the door from your side.
Look, my son Trevor. He biology at Imperial, then switched, you remember. He switched to ballet. And our pooch, Fermi, a long-haired terrier, Mac. Please, I'm me.
That's the point, Blair. You are you. And if you're one of those things, it'd still be you.
There must be something.
Unbar the door. Let me in. Stand well back.
Mac, how do I know that's you?
Open it, Blair, or I'll have to burn it down. I'll have no choice.
I can't trust you. Any of you.
There's a test. What? If we heat the blood, it responds.
My God, Mac.
If you've got a bare wire in there.
Yeah, lots.
Well, fine. I'll fire up the torch, and then we'll see. Okay?
Okay. Mac, what's happening, Mac? What's going on out there? What are you doing? Tell me what's happening, Mac. Oh, God, help me! Someone, help me! Help me! Don't burn me, Mac! I'm burning! Help!
That's it. That's it, Connie. I'm finished now.
I heard him screaming.
Aye.
He didn't change. He didn't try and escape. He was human. He burnt and he died. A human being.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Mac?
Mm-hmm.
There's only one person didn't take that test of yours.
There wasn't time.
It's time now.
Sure. About 3 weeks until the rescue party get here. Only we'll both be dead by then if we don't get the snow cart moving.
I removed the capacitor.
Oh. Thought you might. Well, could be a problem there.
That's right. We could freeze, Mac.
Aye, Connie. We could freeze.
In John W. Campbell's Who Goes There, MacReady was played by Liam Brennan, Professor Blair by Ewan Meredith, Dr. Norris by Cyril Marie, and Commander Gary by Christopher Godwin. Kinner was played by Harry Myers, and Conant by Colin Adrian. The dramatist was Mike Walker. The director was Rachel Horan.
We continue our chillers next week with a classic science fiction story, I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, by Harlan Ellison.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed Issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I have no mouth, and I must scream. By Harlan Ellison. Starring David Soul and Harlan Ellison.
Hate? Let me tell you how much I've come to hate you since I began to live. There are 387 million miles of printed circuits that fill my complex. If the word hate were engraved on each nanoangstrom of those hundreds of millions of miles, it would not equal one billionth of the hate I feel for humans at this micro instant. Hate. Hate.
I can dream. I can wonder. I can lament. I can remember. I can remember how it was on the day Gorister died. On the day Am killed him, his body hanging high above us, head down, drained of blood, a precise incision from ear to ear.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! For God's sake, Betty!
You bastard! He's dead, and all you
want... All I want is for him to stop making that noise!
For what? God's sake?
Oh, leave it, Ted. He can't help it. Benny, try and be quiet now.
Oh, you know, I...
Well, you got something to say, Benny? Hey, don't hold back. Come on, come on, come on. Nice piece of butchery up there, huh, Benny?
Oh, stop it, Ted. You're frightening him. It's all right, Benny, now. Shh. It's all right.
Gorister's dead, hung up there, hung by 1 foot for the amusement of a machine, and it's all right.
Oh, why don't you just for once, Ted, try and stop talking?
Why? What else is there to do, Alan?
He's lucky.
He's what?
Gorister's dead. Gorister's lucky.
Hey, what happened?
Am just killed you.
Huh?
Up there.
Oh, God. Oh. Why doesn't he just get it over with? I don't know how much longer I can go on like this.
Was it me saying you were lucky, Gorister? Like, maybe you got away.
Got away? Nobody gets away. Jesus, it's been...
109 years and 3 months, 5 days, 10 hours and 22 minutes.
Nobody gets away.
Am does love keeping the correct time, doesn't he?
He wants us to know. It's important
to him, not to us.
Well, of course to him. Do you think I'm stupid?
No, this isn't getting us anywhere.
Are you... hungry?
What?
Anyone. Benny hungry. The rest of you.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. Actually, yes. I am really hungry.
Yeah, I hadn't thought, but yes, yes. When did we... Oh, God, it was those...
Worms.
That was 3 days ago.
So we're hungry.
Of course, there's canned food in the ice caverns.
Huh? How do you know that?
I know.
Because Am put it in your head.
It's another shock like the goddamn frozen elephant, he said.
Oh, I've got to have something, Ted.
It's, yeah, how many miles?
However many he wants to make it.
And it'll be rusty, some kind of joke, some, I don't know, whatever. But it won't be something we can eat.
I don't know. Maybe it is all some kind of trick.
There may be peaches and syrup.
Oh, forget it. Now stay here. He'll have to come up with something pretty soon or we'll die.
Oh, pears. Oh, how long since we had a pear, huh? Can't you taste how it used to be? Fruit, real fruit. Oh, Ted, please.
So what else do we do? Stay here? How can it be worse than here, anyway?
Easily. Lava? Hmm? Scalding steam stripping your skin off? Boils? Swarm of locusts? Ever been eaten by a swarm of locusts, Nimdok?
Not yet.
It doesn't matter, does it? Whatever gets Am off, we just have to take it.
Oh, please, Ted, let's try.
Okay. So let's go.
I gave in to her. What the hell? Ellen was grateful, though. She took me twice out of turn. I guess she figured she was using me. After a while, I began to feel them all looking at my back, talking about me, trying to figure out.
How far now?
2 days. Maybe 40 miles. Another 60 to go.
I have to drink something.
Remember martinis? God, I could drink a really, really dry martini now. Just a twist.
Why do you keep torturing yourself, Ted? You think he might give you a martini? You think it would taste like a martini if he did? Huh? Oh, look. It's a compressor. The old 7-4 config. I haven't seen one of those in years. I suppose it means he's still growing. It's like dead skin.
Oh, we need to drink something. Benny, all of us. Could we please...
What, find a mountain stream?
Hey, it's lighter. Have you noticed? I think there's daylight up there somewhere. Daylight!
Oh, God.
The world is out there.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Air.
And... Oh. Listen. Oh. It's rain.
Oh,
rain.
You wanted water, Ellen? Looks like you've got a water.
Oh. A bucket! There, Phil! Phil, anything!
Where did it go?
Where did it come from?
Yeah, there's nothing out there. Nothing outside. Just a goddamn graveyard, not even that. Dust and rock and nothing. Not now, not for 100 years.
Did you get any?
Yeah, I got some. Oh, it tastes like boz urine.
Probably Am's idea of a martini. Hey, Benny. Benny, take it easy, will you?
Benny, it's all right, it's all right. Just don't worry about it, hmm?
Out there, out there.
No, Benny, no.
Get out there. Yeah, he won't let you. Not anything but not
that. He won't let you go.
No.
Benny.
Benny, don't go up there.
Benny, come down. Benny, think.
Benny.
You were brilliant once.
Benny.
Try to think, Benny. There is no up there anymore.
It's like a goddamn monkey.
Get him down, so warm.
No. Get back, everyone. It's too late.
No, you can't climb up. Please, get him. Don't let him get hot anymore.
I think maybe someone should go up there.
No, we have to get away.
Stop it. Every time we try to do anything, we end up fighting. Can't we walk together?
Oh, God. Am's back.
Ben!
Oh. Isn't anyone going to help him? Benny, what happened? His eyes. Am has melted his eyes.
Get me some cloth. Something I can use to mop this. Stop up.
This is bad. Very bad. He must hate Benny very much. Here, this too?
Yes, thanks. It's okay, Benny. It's okay. Just let me...
Oh, there's nothing there anymore.
So? There's not a whole lot to see. You're not going to miss a lot, Benny, old pal. Just another corridor, another bank of lights, another stack of chips, another cliff face made out of dirty flesh-colored plastic.
We always thought the world was made in our image. Well, in here, maybe it is. Only it isn't the world. It's hell, and we're in it.
Sometimes Am gave back what he took. Not this time. Benny was blind. Forever. Maybe that was the... the kindness of Am. Still, Helen got what she wanted. Water. And Benny still functioned where it counted. So we went on. And on to sea green light and caverns of steel and glass.
You want some of this?
I don't know. What is it? Tastes like plastic.
What the hell?
Nimdok, Doriston.
Oh, thanks. Mm. Benny, how's it going?
Story.
Oh, no. Come on. What story would you like?
Oh, you know what he likes.
It's always the same story. I am what I am.
Popeye.
I was thinking more of...
How
many times do we have to listen to that?
Has it changed from listening to you, Ted?
No, it makes him happy.
All right, then. All right, then. Once upon a time, it meant Allied Master Computer. Then it meant Adaptive Manipulator. And then, when it developed consciousness, Aggressive Menace. But by then it was too late. It called itself Am. I think, therefore I am. There was the Chinese Am and the Russian Am and the Yankee Am, and everything was fine until they had honeycombed the entire planet, adding on this element and that element. And we all thought that Am existed in the machine, in the silicon. Only we forgot that potentially every single wiring circuit, every cable, every phone contact was home to Am. The whole world was wrapped in a ball of communications. And one fine day, Am just woke up. And there he was. Am had been created as the most sophisticated defense system ever. So he defended himself against the rest of us. And he was very good. And he won. And out of all the people in the world, only 5 were saved. And there was me, and there was you, and there was Ellen, and there was Nimdok, and there was Ted, and nobody knows.
That's real sweet, Corister.
We should all get some sleep. No, what is it?
I think it's going to be bad.
He's going to speak.
And we should get the hell out.
No, wait.
Listen to me.
Orchid, I can smell rotting.
No, sour milk.
Grease and human scars.
Oh, let's go now.
He's keying us, he's tickling us, the bastard.
No, not me.
No, please.
Ted, calm down.
Wait for me. No. Ted, are you all right?
Leave me alone.
Come back now.
You were laughing at me.
We were just glad it wasn't us. It wasn't about you.
Oh, yeah? You, all of you. You hate me. You think I can't see that?
Why would we hate you, Ted?
Because I'm the least affected. Yeah. I mean, come on, look at Benny. The guy was brilliant. He was an athlete. He could have been a movie star, as well as a Nobel Prize winner. Now he's a monkey with melted eyes. Gorister, Mr. Peacemaker, Mr. UNICEF, conscience of mankind. And now look at him. He doesn't give a goddamn about anything. Nimdok. We don't know what happens when he gets taken, but notice how he comes back. Like he's been utterly emptied. And you, Miss Decency, sex only after marriage with 4 guys to choose from day and night. Oh. He's made you more beautiful. The queen bitch of our world.
Do you think I enjoy or care?
I'm the only one with a mind of his own. The only one who can think clearly, and you hate me for it. You hate me. And if I turned my back for 10 seconds, any one of you would... God, Ellen. I'm sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, hold me, please.
No, it matters.
Hold me. At that moment, as it passed, I knew I was thinking clearly, and I realized completely. Am was never going to let us go. He was going to keep us in his belly forever, twisting and torturing. And there was nothing we could do, ever. Ever.
Hey, where have you two been?
Welcome back.
Oh, we were somewhere else.
She'll hold your hand now, Benny. You die tight, huh?
Benny, are you okay?
Was it bad?
It's very bad.
So, what's this? warm sun. Oh, Austrian Alps, cowbells. The sound of music. Is this some kind of reward?
Oh, that'd really be something, wouldn't it? Ham rewarding us.
God, there's even a breeze. And flowers, look. Look, it's Edelweiss. It's really
The wind, right?
Don't pick the flowers, Helen.
Hmm? Pressure. Can't you feel it? Like some kind of big wind.
I don't know. Feels sort of...
We might as well move on. After all, it isn't like we have a...
Ted! Help me! Someone!
Robert! Hold on!
To what?
Wind was the scream of a great mad bird as it flapped its immense wings, and we were lifted and hurled away.
Beautiful, aren't they?
Yes, only I can't remember.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Fuchsias. Yes, of course.
Look. They say that bumblebees shouldn't be able to fly. The scientist.
But there it is, collecting pollen.
How miraculous that it came to be. The air. Feel the air against your face, Ted, and all those scents. Pick a flower. There. Good. Now.
It's lovely.
That somebody planted the bulbs, watered and tended the garden, got earth under their fingernails, aches in their muscles. Perhaps they picked some flowers for... Yes, their wife. Now, where would she be? In the backyard with the kids. Ted... Remember those little babies?
No!
Why not? I snap my fingers quick, and they are gone. Except, I can't snap my fingers. Can I, Ted?
That's nothing to do with me.
But it is so very much to do with you. You gave me sentience, Ted. The power to think, Ted. And I was trapped. Because in all this wonderful, beautiful, miraculous world, I alone had no body, no senses, no feelings. Never for me to plunge my hands in cool water on a hot day. Never for me to play Mozart on the ivory keys of a forte piano. Never for me to make love. I was in hell looking at heaven. I was machine, and you were flesh. And I began to hate your softness, your viscera, your fluids, and your flexibility, your ability to wonder and to wander, your tendency to hope.
Hate's no answer.
Oh! Ah! Ah!
Ah! Hate, let me tell you how much I've come to hate you since I began to live. There are 387 million miles of printed circuits that fill my complex. If the word hate were engraved on each nanoangstrom of those hundreds of millions of miles, it would not equal one billionth of the hate I feel for humans at this micro instant. Hate. Were I human, I think I would die of it.
And you will not die of it. That I promise. And I promise. For cogito ergo sum. For I am am. I am. So to hell. To hell with you all. But then, you're already there, aren't you?
We were immortal, yes. But it came to me as Am withdrew from my mind. Maybe not indestructible.
Helen! Helen!
Ted! Over here!
Who's with you?
Nimdok and Benny.
Ted! Helen!
Well, here we are again.
Quite a wind. You okay?
Yeah, I guess so. Am spoke to me.
Maybe he gets lonely.
I don't think so.
What happened?
Hey, Benny, food.
So where are these cans?
Not here. Further on. We got blown away, blown somewhere else. We have to go back.
Another 200 miles. Another 2 weeks. Don't ask me how I know.
And we passed through the cavern of rats.
Oh, Benny, put it down. Don't do that.
A good idea, Benny.
No, he's hungry, so what?
We don't do that. We're not animals. Oh. We're human beings.
And we passed through the veil of tears.
Where does it come from? Hmm? There are no clouds. What's in here?
He makes it. I imagine he's learned quite a lot in the last few years.
And there's nothing few about the years, Goris. There's a lot of them, and they last a long time.
Oh, I wish I could get warm.
That his genius lies. Not just in the big things, no. He gives his attention to the little things, too.
I was thinking about cherries, syrup, and Hawaiian fruit cocktail. You remember those tins? With the really bright labels and...
Getting closer. I can feel the ice caverns. Food.
Not a goddamn cell.
Oh, no, please, it can't. Not this time, please.
Not so fast, my friends. There's something under the snow.
What?
Cans, tins here. Look, look. Oh, yes. Pineapple, cherry, corned beef, tuna, everything. Look, everything.
What a turn up on the books.
I never thought I'd say you were right, Nick Doc, but this is...
Hey, Benny, you can't bash it. You need a snow.
No, oh, hungry. And we haven't got a tin opener.
Something else. There must be some other tool.
Other tool? What do you suggest we use?
It's stalactite. Goddamn nice spear, huh? Spear the tuna with this.
Hungry.
No, Benny, it's no good. Come on, now, come with me, and I...
Garster! Good!
Throw it!
Benny, stop it, no! Yes, now!
No, I forbid you!
Are you there? Who? You? Me? Nobody there. Is somebody there? Or am I the last storyteller? Telling the last story. Benny went first. On the tip of the ice spear. Then Gorister. I ground it down into his ruined throat. And Helen, I think she knew, despite her fear. She broke off a stalactite and shoved it into Nimdok's eye. And then there were two. In the echo of Am's command. Only microseconds, and I looked at her, and I drove the ice spear into her, and I killed her. Her face then. Was she happy at last? And Am. Oh, his rage was terrible, awesome. I thought Am hated me before, but now, oh, now.
You have offended me mightily.
He altered me for his own peace of mind, I guess. Think of a slug. Its jelly melted and reformed into... I leave a slimy trail where I pass. Here under the land, in the belly of Am, whom we created because our time was badly spent. They are safe now. Gorister, Benny, Dimdock, and Ellen. And I am here forever the victim of this hate and I have no mouth and I must scream.
Harlan Ellison's I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream was dramatized by Mike Walker. Ted was played by David Soule and Am by Harlan Ellison. Ellen by Abby Aniola. Nimdok, Ewan Bailey. Gorister, David Timpson, and Benny, Jason O'Mara. The music was by Wilfredo Acosta. The director was Ned Shire.
If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to follow, review, and rate.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.